This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Transition in Haiti.
We acknowledge the resignation of Prime Minister Henry.
Hearing into Biden documents case.
Political powers want details that help their side.
Driver assistance report card.
11 got poor ratings.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. As armed criminal gangs roam the streets in Port-au-Prince and elsewhere in Haiti, there's been a formal shift in power. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Haiti's neighbor, the Dominican Republic.
After weeks of pressure, Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry delivered the news he is stepping down. Henry's announcement followed an agreement struck at an emergency meeting in Jamaica between leaders of Caribbean nations and Secretary of State Antony Blinken to form a council to eventually find a new leader in Haiti.
A political crisis, escalating violence. This has created an untenable situation.
Henry was sworn in 2 weeks after the assassination of Jovenel Moïse in 2021 and has repeatedly delayed new elections, citing security concerns. Jacqueline Charles covers the Caribbean for the Miami Herald.
Trying to get some kind of a political deal among Haitians has been something that Henry has not been able to accomplish. And at the same time, gangs stepped into this power vacuum.
Over the last 2 weeks, attacks on prisons, police stations, and the airport have led the U.S. to evacuate non-essential personnel.
There's presidential primary voting today in four states, Washington, Hawaii, Mississippi, and in a battleground state, Georgia.
Both President Biden and former President Donald Trump are expected to clinch their respective parties' nominations tonight. Carol Baird from Fulton County says she's behind Biden all the way.
It's a job interview to me. It's not a personality popularity contest.
Former President Donald Trump says the stakes could not be higher, and he's urging supporters to look to November.
The sun rises on a brand new day for Georgia and for America.
59 Republican delegates and 108 Democratic delegates are up for grabs here in the Peach State. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
More than 60 job cuts have been reported at the Republican National Committee days after former President Trump installed his hand-picked team to run the party. His daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, is co-chair. Today, the House Judiciary Committee will question Special Counsel Robert Hur, the man who investigated President Biden's handling of classified documents. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
From the Democrats, they're going to push on why he put into his report that Biden came off as an elderly man with a poor memory. On the Republican side, they're going to go after him for, if Joe Biden had classified documents, why isn't he being charged like Trump?
CBS's Chris Van Clee reports this morning there are more questions for Boeing as the FAA audits the jet maker and questions rise up after a sudden mid-flight plunge.
Terrifying moments on board LATAM Flight 800 flying from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand. The airline says the plane experienced technical issues resulting in a strong movement of the Boeing 787, launching passengers into the ceiling, leaving some bloodied.
It dropped out of the air instantly. It started to tail nose down.
Early reports indicate the plane's flight control system may have temporarily malfunctioned, resulting in up to 50 injuries on board, 13 taken to hospitals.
Now to the Middle East, CBS's Chris Livesay has the latest details on the war in Gaza.
Houthi rebels strike again, vowing to escalate military operations during Ramadan in support of the oppressed Palestinian people, says a spokesman. Now forced to celebrate the holy month of Ramadan, where shelter has been turned into rubble and surgical gloves into balloons. We didn't wish Ramadan to come under these conditions, says Om Muhammad Abu Matar. It has the taste of blood. In Jerusalem, scuffles have become routine over Israeli security restrictions on entering Muslim holy sites.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
TikTok's relationship to China will be the topic of a U.S. intelligence briefing today. The House is expected to move on a bill that would effectively ban the app if it is not divested from its parent company, ByteDance. Former President Trump reversed course yesterday and said he would not support a ban. There's an investigation in Rushville, Illinois, after the fiery crash of a school bus and a semi-truck on a highway.
Preliminary information indicates that the bus was traveling west and for an unknown reason crossed over into the eastbound lanes in front of the semi-truck. Both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
That police official says three children and the two adult drivers were killed. Well, it seems driver assistants could use some assistance, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Of 14 driver assistance systems evaluated, 11 got poor ratings. Institute President David Harkey says driver monitoring has to be improved, so does overall safety.
We think it's really important for these systems to be designed in such a way that they are safe.
Carmakers defend the system, saying they are driver assistants, but the driver has to stay engaged. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Two arrests have been made in Philadelphia in the investigation into a bus stop shooting last week that wounded 8 teenagers.
We're not done. We have other people that we need to contact. We know who they are. Anyone who may have aided and assisted them, we're coming for them, too.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Vanor says a fully loaded automatic weapon that matches evidence at the scene has also been found. At the Iditarod Trail sled dog race in Alaska, the excitement has been tempered with word that two dogs have died. That's prompted the animal rights group PETA to call for an end to the race. The two mushers involved voluntarily quit the event. A new Pew Research Center report finds three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones with them. But most say they have not limited their phone or social media use. Singer Eric Carmen burst onto the scene with the group Raspberries in 1972. Then it was off on a solo career. And a hit on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. His wife says Eric Carmen died in his sleep. He was 74 years old.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A new tribute to an NBA legend needs some additional work.
The LA Lakers are scrambling to fix mistakes on a new Kobe Bryant statue outside of Crypto.com Arena. The 19-foot bronze statue of the late NBA legend was unveiled last month, but is now going viral over multiple misspellings and formatting errors on its replica score box. There's no telling how long it'll take to fix or when two more Kobe statues will be unveiled, including one with his daughter. Kobe and Gigi died in a helicopter crash in 2020, along with seven others. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Airbnb says it's banning the use of indoor security cameras in listings around the world by the end of next month. Under the new policy, hosts will still be allowed to use doorbell cameras and noise monitors in common spaces as long as the location of the devices is disclosed. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.